Good afternoon, and welcome to Everybody, the podcast which shares stories that highlight people in life that make the world an interesting place, which ultimately ties us all together in unique and wonderful ways. And who am I, you might ask? I would be the head-wrapped socialite, wife, mom, micro-influencer in the fashion and etiquette world. But on this podcast, I will be introducing you to some people who I've had the opportunity to meet along my journey, who have helped enrich me and my life in beautiful ways, and who I hope will do the same in yours. Season 6 has wrapped, and in keeping with tradition, this episode unveils a collection of outtakes and bloopers from this past season, providing a peek behind the interviews. Join me on a lighthearted journey filled with unexpected moments and infectious joy. And don't forget to mark your calendars for the eagerly anticipated Season 7, set to kick off on March 8th. I'm thrilled to continue this adventure with you and can't wait to share more stories and laughter in the episodes to come. And blessings, peace, and love. The Head Wrap Socialite.
My goal is to make children of color feel like they have a voice, it is important, and they can reach their goals and experience their true potential.
Of course. I'm her number 3, and I'm a second year biology major in college. I was featured in podcast this summer.
Hi, my name is Zion Morris, and I'm number 4, and I'm currently a junior in high school, and I'm at a soccer boarding school.
How do you like that so far?
I like it a lot.
What are some of your favorite classes?
Math, English, and science.
So thank you both for sitting down with me today on this episode. Would you like to share with the listeners a cherished Christmas tradition that resonates deeply with you?
I got a couple. I have one, be the first to wake up, running around the house, trying to get everybody woken up. So we can open presents faster.
In your opinion, who is the hardest to wake up for Christmas morning?
Probably you.
I'd probably say just running around was easy, trying to get everyone up. And then just really waiting for everyone to come downstairs.
And my second tradition is when we would drive around Rochester to different families' houses and put ornaments on their trees. And I think one of my favorite parts about that is we would sneak around. We were trying not to get caught by the family.
I'm sorry, dear listeners, hear me? Just caught me mid-bite. I wish this was videotaped. This cookie with the pecans, oh my goodness. You talk about it being otherworldly. This is really good, my friend.
Thank you.
Do you sell these?
No, because once you sell something, it becomes a job.
That's fair. Well, I will tell you all, get yourself a friend like my friend Tammy Thomas.
Students from all backgrounds, and I think them just seeing me own a business is impacting them in a positive way.
If Santa had a modern day upgrade to a sleigh, what cool features do you think it would have? Because I think that Santa should have a Bose sound system that changes music over the house that he travels. So like once he goes over our house, like the music should change to Beyonce.
That'd be cool.
I'd want Santa's sleigh to have sleepy powder because I know I always have a hard time falling asleep.